Top of the sixth inning, we go and we return to the top of the order as Brandon Rogers, who struck out looking on his last at bat, as curveball comes inside for a ball 1-0. So Clack stays on the mound. Rafters still without a hit, very uncharacteristic of them on the offensive side. No hits, and they still trail 3-0. Chinooks have six of them as Rogers lines one out, fouled on the right side, 2-1. As Rogers shows bunt, and ball comes in low for three balls and a strike. Down the plate for a strike, 3-2. Matthew Miller started getting it going for the Chinooks on the pitching side as he was subbed out, but he had six strikeouts as the full count. Way upstairs, Rogers backs away for ball number four. So Rogers will take first. And a guy that's known to steal bases quite often is at first. Ty Johnson is due up. Johnson, who struck out swinging and was walked, so he's 0-1 today. Coming set and serving inside edge as Johnson backs away. That was a chest-high ball, 1-0. Rogers the leadoff at first. Swing and a jam shot that drops into the left fielder before Cody Gelly can get there. So a first hit of the game comes in the top of the sixth for the Rafters, as Ty Johnson is responsible for that. So Rogers will take second. Johnson at first. Second baseman. As Chris Conniff is due up. Struck out swinging and was walked. He's 0-1 today. No balls, no strikes. Inside for a ball 1-0. Much needed for the Rafters in terms of confidence. The 1-0 up and away, and a fake throw there from Joey Spence, the catcher. Puts Rogers back towards the bag. No, nobody down. Two runners on for the Rafters. Inside for a ball once again, 3-0. So a 3-0 count. Johnson at first, Rogers at second. Clack will come set and serve down low for a strike, painting the bottom edge of the zone, 3-1. Christian Clack will set and deliver. Swinging a hard ground ball that goes in between the legs of Schaaf. Rounding third, heading for home is Rogers. One run scores. Johnson gets to third. And the Rafters get on the board. Much needed an RBI there from Chris Conniff. So a 3-1 game now here in the top of the six.
Number 19, Jack Gurevich.
So Jack Gurevich stopping in the DH today. Would you look at that? Rafters much needed to hit, and Chris Conniff gets in between the second baseman of Jason Schaaf and rolls into center field. As Christian Clack is getting a visit from the coach on the mound. Same with the infield as well. Nobody down here. Johnson at third. And Chris Conniff at first. But the Rafters have an opportunity to keep the runs going. They need to. Still trail 3-1, but a much-needed RBI there from Chris Conniff. Doesn't look like a pitching change is in, but now it does, as Christian Clack's day is done. So Clack's day is done. A tough ending to his day as he gave up a run. Nobody down here. Tough ending as well, as top of the sixth here. Rafters one hit and also one run. So can Wisconsin Rapids keep it going? As Chinooks have somebody else coming on the mound. This looks to be number 9. Connor Crossneck, who plays here. This is his home field at Concordia University from Saginaw, Michigan. So Crossneck is looking to do what he's always been doing, playing on this field, and it definitely helps when you play your collegiate ball on the same home field that you play your summer collegiate ball. So he's getting warmed up now, the right-hander, so this is big here for the Rafters. Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach for Wisconsin Rapids, having a word with Conniff. Nobody down. And what the Rafters need is to keep going. So Crossneck, 5'8", right-hander, who's a switch hitter when batting, but is a 190-pound rising junior. Each team with an error. It's getting warmed up now. But if you're Wisconsin Rapids, you got to keep the pace going and keep attacking. No outs for them helps. So stepping in is Jack Gurevich. Gurevich, a guy who struck out looking and then lined out. So he's 0 for 2 today. Has a 3-1 swing and a drive that drops in between on the right field side. Getting home is Johnson. Rounding third, heading for home is Conniff. The throw, and Conniff gets slide safe. And an error as getting Gurevich at third. So the
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The 3-0 swing and a bouncer that goes into the shortstop, and the throw over to first is in time as the Rafters take the lead. Gurevich gets home, and they're up 4-3. So Rafters up 4-3 here, top of the six. And Gurevich gets home. Broussard gets out of first, so one down. but a four-run inning for the Raptors. On a day where they couldn't buy a hit, and two hits, four runs. As outside for a ball 1-0. This brings up Anthony Gallison, Coastal Carolina product. A ball and no strikes, the 1-0. Right down the plate for a strike, 1-1. How about the Raptors fighting back and taking the lead in this game? The 1-1, swinging a ball driven out on the left field side into the third baseman. The throw over to first from Overbeek to Johannes is on time for the second out. So Jorge Degani out of the Indiana product from Miami, Florida. As Jorge sees a ball down low from Krausneck. 1-0, Raptors four runs in the top of the sixth. 4-3. As the 1-0 down, a swing and a grounder over to the first baseman and Johannes. The step on the bag is right on time. But the Raptors get four runs as we head to the bottom of the sixth. Raptors lead now 4-3. We'll be back in a moment.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth we go as the Raptors lead 4-3. And what they needed was a big inning, and they got exactly that. Four runs, and they only have had two hits. They've been out hit 6-2. So for them, can they get it done on the defensive side of the ball? So Cody Kelly is due up. He was 1-for-2 today, flew out and walked as Fries comes set and throws a ball 1-0. 1-0 count here. The 1-0 from Fries, swinging a driven ball that goes into right center field. Reaching out and making the catch is Ty Johnson. For the first down, Johnson's had a busy day out there. And he's made the most of it. So Nate Mieskowski is due up. Who's 2-for-2 today. An RBI double and a base hit. He's been a problem with this Raptors bullpen staff. Fries delivers a breaking ball down the plate for a strike 0-1. Swing and a ball popped up on the right side in foul territory out of the park. 0-2. The 0-2. Right down the plate for strike three. As Miskowski saw it the entire way through. Struck out looking for the second out. Two down here. As Josh Overbeek, who grounded out and popped out in his last two at-bats. Drake Fries, much-needed strikeout. Serves a ball upstairs for a 1-0 count. The 1-0 popped left side. In foul territory, 1-1. Two outs, the 1-1 here from Fries. Will set, kick, wind, and serve upstairs for a ball 2-2, 2-1. Two outs. Rafter is looking to hope to get a 3-up and 3-down inning. The 2-1 up and away for a ball 3-1. Two outs, the 3-1. Outside edge for a strike, so full count here, two outs. On Josh Overbeek out of Cisco Junior College. Two outs, the 3-2. Outside edge for a ball, so ball number four, Overbeek will take first. Overbeek at first, and this brings up Jason Schaefe, who's responsible for an RBI double today out of Missouri State. And the right-hander will step in. Fries delivers right edge for a strike, 0-1. So two down for the Rafters. They've taken the lead in the top of the sixth, 4-3. Been out hit 6-2. They've gotten those timely hits as the 0-1 comes down low for a ball 1-1. One one count. Two down. The 1-1 pickoff attempt from Fries over at first is not in time. The 1-1. Inside, backing away is Schaefe. 2-1. The 2-1, way outside, a breaking ball that comes in as the third ball. So 3-1 now. Kraft was on the verge of putting two runners on for the Chinooks. The 3-1, way outside for ball number four. So Schaefe will take first. And Overbeek at second. We turn to the top of the order with Gabe Ressler. Two down here. Chenson is having a word with Fries up on the mound. So Gabe Ressler, a shortstop at Madison College. Fries has Overbeek on second and has swinging a line drive that drops in between the left field. Rounding third, heading for home. The play from Gallison, the throw over to Jensen is not in time. Sliding safe is Overbeek. And, well, Schaefe doesn't get out. Well, Ressler doesn't get out at first. Schaefe goes to third, and this game is tied at four apiece. Two outs here for the Rafters. It's Joey Spence.
Now batting number 26, Joey Spence.
Tied at four apiece. Chief at third. Wrestler at first. Schnucks have the leading run 90 feet away. 1-0 count. Inside for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. A swing and a ball popped up into shallow right center field. Coming under it is Rogers, who reaches out and makes the grab for the third out. Schnucks grab a run back, and they even this score at four apiece as we head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
James Castanola will lead off here in the top of the seventh. Score is at four apiece. Schnucks have out hit the Rafters 7-2. As down low, as Crossneck throws a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike. Castanola has not recorded a hit today as he sees a curveball outside for a ball 1-1. Way outside, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Each team with four runs. Rafters two hits. The 2-1. Swing and a bouncer that stays fair on the right field side. Goes into the glove of Johannes, who tags the bag at first. So one down. This brings up Levi Jensen. The catcher. Jensen has struggled at the plate this year, has just not had many hits, and he's been good behind the plate at catcher. The guy that's had four hits on 32 at-bats, batting a 125, is down in for a strike. The North Alabama product is down on the count 0-1. One out. The set, the serve from Crossneck down low for a ball 1-1. Top seven here. 1-1 count. Outside for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out. Cross deck delivers inside. Jensen swinging a miss. He went after that one. Strike number three. So two down for the Chinooks here in the top of the seventh. We return to the top of the order as Brandon Rogers is due up.
The right fielder.
Rogers, who was walked, struck out looking, a guy that's batting a 277. It's Rogers drives one on the right field side. No balls and a strike. Two down for the Chinooks here, top seven. The 0-1 inside as Rogers backs away. 1-1. The serve, the 1-1, swing and a drive on the left field side. And stays foul, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Chinooks had three runs on the bottom of the second. Rafters answered in the top of the sixth with four runs off of two hits. Lakeshore got one back in the bottom half of that inning with a run. The 1-2 upstairs for a ball, 2-2. Two-two count with two outs. Swinging a ground ball that goes into the second baseman in Schaefer. The throw right to Johannes at first is on time. So, Chinooks don't give up any runs as we head to the bottom of the seventh. Score stays at four apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh we go as his score is at four apiece and Joey Spence is due up. So, as that ball driven out into the left field side. And that goes out into Gallison's hand as one down here for the Rafters.
The right fielder, number two, Adam.
So Adam Kootway is up. So Tag Gullett drove a ball into left field, but Gallison was able to see that ball go into his glove for the first out. So Adam Kootway up. Kootway, the University of Wisconsin Whitewater product, as Fries comes set, sees the 0-1, and delivers it on the right edge. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, as the 0-2 comes and ball popped up on the right field side. And it's pulling away, but the first baseman, Garrett Broussard, comes under it and makes a great catch for the second out. Two down for one of the Raptors. As Will Johannes, the first baseman, due up, another Madison College product. Johannes has made some great plays there at first today. Lights turning on and sun has been going down as it's a chilly night here in Mequon. Two down here for Wisconsin Rapids, bottom seven. Will Johannes having a word with the third base coach and steps back into the box. First pitch from Fries upstairs for a ball 1-0. 1-0 count with two outs. Down low for Fries for a ball 2-0. As Jensen having a word with his pitcher, Drake Fries. 2-0 count. Two down here, bottom seven. Chinooks have out-hit the Raptors 7-2, but score remains at four apiece.
We'll help get the job done. Visit twomeninatruck.com for more information.
Fries will set and serve the 2-0 swing and a miss right on the upstairs edge. 2-1. Count. Drake Fries will kick and deliver the 2-1. Swinging a line drive that goes up into the glove of Castagnola, the shortstop. So the Raptors have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the top of the eighth here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Meet Ingrid. Fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth, we go as this score is at four apiece. And a pitching change in store for the Chinooks as DJ Hess, the Northern Illinois product from Germantown, Wisconsin, the rising junior, will take place on the mound. So Ty Johnson due up for the Raptors. Chinooks took the lead and went up 3-0 in the bottom of the second. Raptors responded top of the sixth with four runs. Chinooks got one back to even up this score at four apiece in the bottom half of that inning as Hess delivers and a line drive into the glove of the first baseman, Johannes, who steps on the bag for one out. Top eight. Rafters took the lead and now trying to get it back as Chris Conniff threw up. Conniff with the bat over his shoulder and the left-hander sees on DJ Hess, shows bunt, pulls back away and sees the ball 1-0. The 1-0. Hess paints the outside edge, but gets called for a ball, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes with one down. Hess will set in as swinging a grounder that goes in between the second base and shortstop. Grounds in the center field, and Conniff will take first. And the third hit of the game comes in the top of the eighth for the Rafters. Chris Conniff, another hit. He's responsible for two of them today. So the DH Gervich will check in. One out. The leadoff for Conniff. DJ Hess sets in and throws a strike. Throws a ball. 1-0. So one ball and no strikes with one out. Inside edge, and that ball drops in between for Joey Spence, but he goes up and picks it quickly. So Conniff will remain at first. Thought about going two there, but decided to pull away. Conniff the leadoff. Has to set the pitch and down low, swing and a miss for a strike. 2-1. Gervich frustrated on that. One out. Two balls, a strike. The set, the delivery. Curveball inside for the second strike, 2-2. Two-two count. Hess sets in, and the throw from Spence over to Schaaf at second, and getting tagged out was Conniff. So Conniff got caught stealing for two down here, and the gamble doesn't pay off. A full count now with two outs. And Jack Gervich faces a full count. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. So the Schnooks, just like that, get two outs as we head to the bottom of the eighth. Score still stays at four apiece. We'll be back in a moment.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works
three part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth we go as Josh Howitt checks in, and now at the Cal State Fullerton products. So Howitt will step on, and Howitt, who was the guy last year for the Raptors, had an 8-0 record. Was unbelievable. So Howitt will set and deliver and throws on the outside edge for a ball 1-0 on Cody Kelly. 1-0 count here. Score is at 4-4. Swinging a ball driven on the left side in foul territory, 1-1. Bottom of the eighth here. Shunks got three runs in the bottom of the second. Raptors four in the top of the sixth. Lakeshore got one back as the check swing came across was Kelly for his second strike, 1-2. Now it sets and serves upstairs for a ball. Two balls, a strike. Josh Howitt. Set on and serve the 2-1. Swinging a driven ball into the center fielder of Johnson, who reaches out and makes the grab. One down for the Raptors as Nate Miskowski, a guy that's been a problem, will step in. He's 2-for-3 today. So Miskowski is up. As Howitt throws in for a strike. Howitt again throws outside edge for this time a ball, 1-1. 1-1 with one out. The 1-1 outside for a ball, 2-1. Skowski 2-for-3 with a run and RBI. He struck out once. The 2-1 upstairs for a strike, 2-2. Finding the top of the zone. 2-2 count with one out. The 2-2 curveball way outside for a ball, 3-2 now. The full count. Down low for a strike. So strike number 3 for Josh Howitt, 2 outs.
The third baseman, number 4, Josh Overbeek.
So Josh Overbeek. We'll step in out of Cisco Junior College, 2 down here as Howitt sets in and throws for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, 2 outs, the 1-0. Swinging a foul tipped on the backside, 1-1. One count, 2 down here. Howitt will come set. Serves the 1-1. Swing and a miss on the outside. 1-2. 4-4 game here, bottom of the eighth. Rafters three hits and four runs. The 1-2 down low and away for a ball 2-2. Chinooks with two errors, Rafters with one. 2-2 count. Swing and a miss on the outside. That pulls into the glove of Jensen. The throw over to Broussard at first for the third out. So we head to the top of the ninth. Score still stays at four apiece. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Tickets at MarcusSears.com. Top of the ninth we go. 4-4 game. As Garrett Broussard will step in. And Hess serves on the outside for a ball 1-0. Can the Rafters have another great ninth inning like they did two nights ago? As the 1-0 outside for Hess, 2-0. Broussard up in the count early. The 2-0, Broussard pops one up into the catcher, Joey Spencer, reaches under it and does make the grab, reaches out to his left. Excellent grab, had to keep up his concentration for one down. So Broussard pops out, Anthony Gallison is due up. He's 0-for-3 today, he struck out. Padding at 200. As a ball, one ball and no strikes. One out count. Outside for a strike, 1-1. One count. Outside, two balls and a strike. One. Gallison drives one and a fly ball into the right fielder as coming under it and making the catch is Adam Cootway for the second out. Two down as the third baseman Jorge Degani, who's also 0-for-3 today, made good contact on the ball, just has not been able to get on base. As Hess will come in set and serve on the outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. The 1-0 inside. Two balls and no strikes, 2-0. Two oh count. Inside for a strike, 2-1. The 2-1. Inside once again, a strike, 2-2. Two outs, the 2-2 outside. Three balls and two strikes. Full count here. Two outs. The 3-2. Degatti bounces one into the third baseman over to Overbeek. The throw to first is on time for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the ninth. Score still stays at 4 apiece. We'll be back in just a moment here on WFHR.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the ninth, as pitching change, Blake Barker will step in on the mound, and Jason Schaaf leads off. He sees a strike down the plate, 0-1. 4-4 game. Raptors have been out hit 7-3. They had that four-run inning in the top of the sixth, which has allowed them to be in this ball game as the 0-1 runs upstairs for a ball, 1-1. One-one count. Barker drives one in, and Schaaf fouls one on the right side. 1-2. So Blake Barker, a guy that hasn't had much action, has swing and a miss down low for a strike. So strike number three on Jason Schaaf. Barker's had three innings pitched, two hits, two runs allowed, as Gabe Ressler is due up. Turn to the top of the order. One down here, top, bottom of the ninth. Sets and serves outside Four ball, 1-0. One strike, one ball and no, one strike, one the 1-0 as that comes outside. So two balls, no strikes, one out. The 2-0 fouled backside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the ninth here. The 2-1 from Barker. Right up in the zone for a strike, 2-2. The 2-2, check swing came across and strike number three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Blake Barker here in the bottom of the ninth. We are one out away from heading to extra innings. Extra innings, which a runner would already start on second. The game that's had 10 combined hits, Joey Spence is due up. Two outs, Spence lines one and goes just foul on the left field side. 0-1. Two outs, no balls and a strike. The 0-1. Swinging a bouncer that goes into the glove of Barker, reaches out, makes the grab. The flip over to first is on time. So three outs says we will head to the top of the 10th inning. Score still stays deadlocked at 4.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the 10th, we go. As well, James Castagnola is due up. So Castagnola will be leading off and, well, with extra innings, there's always a runner that starts on second. So DeGotti will...